Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, the artist still known as Bradfoe, with the radio version of his daily Odyssey podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring.
Baseball isn't boring.
Baseball is not boring to me.
Baseball is not boring.
It's not boring on a podcast, and it's damn sure not boring on the radio. And either way, it's streaming on the Odyssey app. It's Radio B.I.B. on WEEI.
Let's go, Joe. Let's go.
Another beautiful day for the game of baseball.
Why is it a beautiful day? Why?
I mean, did you watch the game last night?
No. Why is it a beautiful day? Why have you the God-given right to yell?
McFarland.
Our friends at McFarland, thank you so much for powering, as always, powering Baseballs and Boring, the Baseballs and Boring show. I'm Rob Bradford with Joe Braverman. You just heard him behind the glass there, spin the ones and the twos. There you go. I feel like I see there's a marijuana leaf on the ledge over here next to this LeBron book. There seems to be a theme around here on 420. No, you don't even see it, Joe. Like, I'll show you later, but... Yeah, so anyway, we can get to that. The tribute to Doc Ellis, which was LSD, which he pitched on LSD, right? But you know what? You know what, though? It's a topic. If you want to get into that or if you want to get into anything else, the legalization of marijuana in baseball, I don't know. Sure. I mean, one of the things that the guys at Cam Boozer, who was a hero last night, such a great story. I was looking back at, and I'm going to get into setting the scene in a second, but I was looking back into his whole story, and it's an incredible story, and we're hoping to have him on at some point today. And he was actually suspended 50 games for marijuana. Like, 50 games. 50 games for marijuana? That seems weird, but that was a little while ago. Obviously, things changed. All right, I've already gotten off the rails. Baseball isn't boring. Baseball isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. The socials, Instagram, Twitter, you know the drill, 617-779-7937. We're going to be with you all the way up into the pregame show about 3 o'clock or so. Like I said, we hope to have on the man of the hour, the hero from last night. Pitched an inning, gave up a run, struck out Andrew McCutchen, but... it's more than that. He is everything that's good about baseball. We love a good baseball story, and that's Cam Boozer, the 31-year-old rookie making his debut at 31, the oldest Red Sox player ever to make his major league debut since 1947. That seems noteworthy. So we're hoping to have him on. We have the Play Tessie guys, boots on the ground. They're not going to be in studio, but boots on the ground in Portland, which Portland, I want to identify if Portland is the best minor league team in baseball. We had Marcelo Meyer on proclaiming before the season even started, let's go, Norfolk Tides. Let's go. Let's have a scrimmage. All right? Portland Sea Dogs, they're living up to the hype. Marcelo Meyer living up to the hype. He would be on right now, but he's playing in a game at 1 o'clock, so he can't be. So we appreciate everybody who is going to be chiming in on this show. Keep them coming. 617-779-7937. And, of course... the topic that usually rules the roost when it comes to these 3 hours, these 2 hours, whatever it is. Joe, it's not that complicated. It really isn't that complicated. Do you believe in the Red Sox? I mean, we probably started with that conversation in spring training, and every week it's something different.
It's the Control-Alt-Delete of show plan.
Oh, it totally is. Well, I mean, it kind of is. It's the T-shirt cannon, right? It's here. Let's stuff the T-shirt cannon full the topic of do you believe in the Red Sox, and just fire it off and then let the crowd go wild. That's what it is. That's what it is. But
and the beauty is it's a different T-shirt design every single time.
Every time. And the beauty of this show is that, you know, obviously we do it pretty much every Saturday.
And we have T-shirts to put in the T-shirt can.
Oh, well, yes, baseballs and boring T-shirts. Like, let me tell you. Did you see, by the way, I went to Worcester last night. Did you see? I'm giving out the Japanese baseballs and boring T-shirts to everyone there, including the new Japanese pitcher for the Worcester Red Sox. It is catching like wildfire. But that aside, you can get your baseballs and boring T-shirt. Go to @BBIsn'tBoringSwingJuice. Thanks so much for powering all those T-shirts. But that aside, like we said, the topic that is shot out of the aforementioned T-shirt cannon should we actually believe that the Red Sox have a chance? And I mean, put that on the bumper stickers if you want. Fine. Do you believe the Red Sox have a chance? It's not that complicated. Do you believe the Red Sox have a chance? So I think that every single week we do this, it's a different tone, a different vibe. And it seems, Joe, like we're riding the roller coaster more than ever. In other words, it's a yay, it's a nay, it's a yay, it's a nay, it's a yay, it's a nay. Like, that's how I feel we're going back and forth. And I'm trying to think back. I remember doing the show from Seattle after I tunneled under the stadium to do that show. And there was optimism there because they had, you know, played pretty decently for the first couple games. Everything was okay. Then you go to the next one, which would have been in Anaheim. And there was a lot of optimism. Remember, you know, we were just coming off the Trevor Story injury. That was a Friday going into Saturday. So, all right, you know, maybe Trevor Story isn't so great, but still the Red Sox are pretty good. And then you get into last Saturday. Holy mackerel. It was a disaster. Like, everything was a disaster. I went on a half-hour rant, I feel like, Joe, last week about what are we doing. Like, let's get some certainty here. Let's get the defense going. You don't have Trevor Story. You have to start getting uncomfortable. What's going on? So now, I think if my math is correct, this is the fourth show that we're doing. And we're sitting here, and we're sort of, I think, this is the most in-between that we've ever been when it comes to the T-shirt cannon question, which is, do you actually believe in the Red Sox?
Yeah, this is the part of the roller coaster where once you get down, now you're in the turns, you're in the loops.
Yeah, you don't know.
You're in the middle section.
It's dark in the tunnel. It's Splash Mountain, right? You don't know. You have the frog playing the banjo. Like, they'll lulling you to sleep. And it's, hey, that's nice. And, hey, it's the Camboozer story. That's great. But do you actually have a chance? What do you have? And what's amazing, Joe, is that you look at the standings, and this was even amazing yesterday before they won last night in Pittsburgh. What's amazing is that they're actually, like, in contention. And I'm not saying that in a demeaning way. I'm just saying in this, holy mackerel, how do you run out a starting lineup on that Thursday that comes out to a total of $7 million and in April and actually feel like, oh, all right, you know, it's okay. It's all right. I mean, Joe, I was going back last year. So they were 10-10 last year. But still, you had Verdugo in the lineup. Devers in the lineup. You go down the list. And the biggest controversy was, oh, my goodness, you had to play Bobby Dahl back at shortstop for a game. That was the biggest. Here, that game, it was Pablo Reyes, David Hamilton, Emmanuel Valdez. Who else was in the outfield the other day on Thursday? William Abreu, Jaron Duran, and then who else was in the outfield? There was somebody. Anyway, it wasn't Yoshida. I know he didn't play because the payroll would have been a whole lot higher. But you have this dynamic of, like, you're holy mackerel, you're 11-10. You're 11-10. You're the same record. Let's give you some context to this. You're the same record as the Texas Rangers, who are 11-10. They're the first place team in the American League West. You're a half game out from a team you might be familiar with, the Los Angeles Dodgers. You're a half game out of being the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers are sitting at 12-10. That is incredible.
And it's the closest they'll be to the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, I'm not saying comparing the Red Sox to the Dodgers. It's April. This is how it is. But I want people to weigh in this dynamic, in this conversation. And I can do this for 3 hours. I don't care, man. Like, it's fascinating to me. I don't think I've ever seen a team like this where you're sort of saying, what? Huh? What? This? You're going to be, this is not a good team. And the next, but you're 11-10.
How many eyebrow raises and head scratches can you do with this roster?
No, well, but so this comes back to like, how is this happening? How is this happening? You're not only are you looking at the roster, and not only didn't you win the offseason like everybody wanted you to win the offseason, but you also, you have taken out, I mean, let's do the power ranking of the best players in the team. Trevor Story, out. Rafael Devers, out. The best player, hitter in baseball for the first couple of weeks, Tyler O'Neill, out. Masayoshi Yoshida is supposed to be your DH, has had 3 extra base hits total. That's it. So you have all this dynamic. Positionally, it's what is happening? How can you do this? Then you take out your big free agent signing, Lucas Giolito, out. The guy a lot of people thought was going to be your second best pitcher, Garrett Whitlock, out. But, so how are they doing this? How are they doing this? Well, it's pretty simple. It's science. It's not complicated. It's this historic run of starting pitching is incredible. I mean, let's take a breather. Let's take a step back. What is happening with this starting pitching? And I don't know if it's going to hold up. I have no idea. I have no idea if all the sweepers and the cutters and the this and the that and the changing this and changing that and is going to lead to injury. I don't know. All I know is how you're sitting there and Brian Baio pitches 6 shutout innings and give up 1 hit last night. And it was like, oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, okay, good. That's what we expect. Cutter Crawford has the best ERA in baseball. Tanner Houck is the 4th best ERA among stars in baseball. So, go down the list. Baio, Crawford, Houck, 3. That's 3. All you want is 3. But you potentially have even more. Who knows? Nick Pivetta. Who knows? Garrett Whitlock. And then Cooper Criswell, oh my goodness, they totally overthought that thing the other day. And I'm not going to get too much into the weeds with Thursday, like giving the opener, whatever. But they totally overthought the Cooper Criswell thing. Totally overthought. Just start the guy. It's okay. It's okay. Anyway, it is incredible what this starting rotation is doing. So it comes back to the question that I have. And I know there's a lot going on in the Boston sports landscape. And you've been talking about it all week long. We're talking about it going forward. But this is your respite. This is your time where you can say, hey, everybody, why we're waiting for the Bruins game, why we're waiting for the Celtics series, why we're waiting for the draft, what is this weird thing going on with the baseball team? And that weird thing is what I want you to weigh in on. 617-779-7937. Or just go to the Baseball Isn't Boring accounts, Twitter, X, Instagram, @ BB Isn't Boring. Podcast every single day, obviously. Daniel Bard's on this week. Kenley Jans is on this week. Who else? Vaughn Grissom I dropped this morning. There's a lot of... We had Sweeney Murdy on talking about John Sterling. I heard the guys, Ken and Curtis, talking about John Sterling. We can get into that a little bit later because I love a good rant about broadcasts. Maybe we'll have a Joe or Lou pop in the booth while they're milling around and give their what's what when it comes to John Sterling. I think that's a topical thing. But this, what are we dealing with here? Because a couple days ago, when they're making errors all over the place, and you have that lineup, and like, really? Like, this can't happen. But I would make the case now. Now, this is the part where I dig in. This is the part, Joe, where I'm like, okay, I will make my synopsis, my hypothesis when it comes to what this team is about, what this Boston Red Sox team is about. It comes back to what I said a couple weeks ago, which is you have what you have. You have this. Yes, you don't have Story. Yes, you don't have some other pieces that you were counting on, Giolito, whatever. But you know that you have good starting pitching. And holy mackerel, if you have that, then you have been giving a gift. Everybody in baseball is looking to build their team off of good starting pitching and go from there. So you have that. So my point is, don't waste it. Don't waste it. You're sitting here at 11-10, and you know what you need to do. You need to fix the middle infield. You need to get Devers healthy. You need to get as good as you can defensively. You have to make sure O'Neill's healthy. You have to do whatever you can. You have to figure out exactly what you have in the bullpen. But my point is, don't waste it. Where in late April, I get you're not going to be trading all these other guys. You're not going to be making big moves. But when the rubber meets the road and when it becomes evident that you can stay in this race, that you can actually basically draft off of this starting rotation, then do it. This is a gift that you are not given every day. It's not. I mean, how many times do you say, oh, we need a starter, we don't have enough good starters, well, we have one good starter? You have the best starting rotation in baseball right now. And you know how I know that, Joe? Because Jordan Montgomery pitched last night, and nobody's screaming about it. And he pitched pretty well for Arizona. Nobody's screaming about it. This is, and how stupid do we all look, me included, which is we came out of spring training and said, yeah, you know, their lineup's going to be pretty good. I think their bullpen's going to be okay, but starting rotation, I don't know. Well, right now we look pretty stupid. But
we were bamboozled.
Well, we're always bamboozled coming out of spring training. I mean, that's what spring training's for, to be wrong, to be overreacting. So that's okay. That's okay. I mean, I do, Joe, before we get to your trend, I'll just say this, and we can talk about it after the break, and we'll get to the calls. I see everybody lined up, 617-779-7937. But is this like a real thing? Like, is this a real thing? Because if it's a real thing, if this starting pitching thing is a real thing, and all of a sudden you land in the middle of July, and you're going to the All-Star game in Arlington, Texas, and Cutter Crawford's there, and Tanner Houck's there, and oh my goodness, Brian Bayo's there, then if you have that level of starters at that point in the season, you better be a buyer at the deadline. Holy mackerel. I've said holy mackerel a lot, but I'm shocked by that. Like, it's as we sit here, as we're trying to sift through what this team is, I want your help. I want your help, Joe. I want the Play Tessie guys' help. I want Cam Boozer's help. Kenley Jansen, he's going to pop on a little bit later. I want everybody's help. 617-779-7937. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring, and this is Joe Braverman about the trend.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the run towards the Stanley Cup begins tonight for the Bruins as they play game one of their first round series with the Maple Leafs. Coach Jim Montgomery still has not revealed who will start at goalie for the Bees, while Toronto coach Sheldon Keefe says it's a possibility that Leafs forward William Nylander is in the lineup. Puck drop from TD Garden is set for 8 o'clock. The Red Sox easily defeated the Pirates in game one of their series from Pittsburgh. 8-1 your final score. Sox got 4 home runs from Willy Abreu, Tristan Casas. Those two came in the first inning. Rob Refsnyder and Sedan Rafaela. Brian Bayo got the win in his best start of the season, allowing one hit and striking out 7 over 6 innings pitched. Game 2 of the 3-game set will take place this afternoon. Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call from PNC Park at 4:05 on the Shaw's of Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Cutter Crawford will get the start for the Sox, opposite Mitch Keller for the Buccos. Joe Weil will get everything started with the Mass Mutual pregame show at 3:05. Mass Mutual Insurance Planning Investments. The Celtics now know their playoff fate as the Heat defeat the Bulls 112-91 to set up an Eastern Conference Finals rematch in the first round of the playoffs between Miami and Boston. Game 1 from TD Garden will tip off tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Over in the Western Conference, the Pelicans eliminated the Kings 105-98. They'll advance to the Big Dance. They are the 8th seed to face the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round. And the Revolution hit the road to face Toronto FC tonight at 7:30. The Revs sit at the bottom of the Eastern Conference with 4 points at 1 win, 1 draw, and 5 losses. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the room,
but then I got high. I get it, Joe. Well, this is the Baseball Isn't Boring show. It is indeed April 20th. We are honored to be with you to talk the great game of baseball, to talk about all things baseball, all things Red Sox, all things anything that has to do with baseball and the Red Sox. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. As I said, I sat down with Kenley earlier this week, Kenley Jansen, and he was very vocal about a topic that we had brought up last week as well, when I talked to Ben McDonald, the Orioles broadcaster, about why all these pitchers' injuries. Why? I ask why. Well, Kenley, the always opinionated Kenley, this was a day, Joe, that I sat down with him before the game. He pitched, and then after the game, he started talking about the baseballs, right? But before the game, he was talking about why these pitchers are getting these injuries. And this is my take on, and I'm going to get the calls in a second, 617-779-7937. Baseball's a Boring Show. I'm Rob Bradford with Joe Braverman. And I said this on the Mago and Jones show, which is, Kenley, yeah, you know, should he have talked about the baseballs being slick after he gave almost blew the save the other day? No, that's not really probably the best course of action. But I will say this, and this is why I like Kenley. I like him personally. I like him professionally. It's because he's like David Ortiz. He reminds me a lot of David Ortiz, where David Ortiz is a very, they're both very genuine people. They're secure in themselves enough where if they have something to say, right or wrong, they're going to say it. This is Ortiz. It was Ortiz coming into Francona's press conference looking for his RBI. Right? Because that was what was on his mind. And I went through that with David Ortiz a ton. I have so many interviews, and I'm not going to lie to you, it was good for business. But I enjoy when people aren't shy about giving their opinions, whether they're crazy opinions or not, and they're genuine people. I see a lot of Kenley. I see a lot of Ortiz in Kenley. That's what I took away from his comments this week. And so later in the show, I do want to play some of that conversation about how he views the injuries and why he views the injuries. I love a good power ranking. And Joe, I'm going to ask, I didn't do it last week and I apologize. I need your power rankings at the end of the show. Yeah?
Can do.
All right. Top five teams, which on Baseball Isn't Boring. I don't know if you saw the power ranking.
I did.
Right? Do you concur?
I might have some disagreements.
Number two, the Cleveland Guardians. Oh, my goodness. Number two overall.
I'll just give your spoiler now. My power rankings probably will not have Cleveland that high.
All right. Well, we had on the president of baseball operations, Chris Antonetti, on the Baseballs and Boring show this week. I buried the lead, and I was rattling off the people on the podcast this week. Mike Trout was on. So, big proponent of not specializing in just one sport.
That's where the podcast is. Your side note is just like, oh yeah, I had Mike Trout on there. No big deal.
I mean, we're all a big happy family. Could be Joe Braverman, could be Mike Trout. Who it is? Who knows? Could be the play testing guys. They're going to be calling in from Portland because we sent them up to Portland. We sent Sammy and Gordo up to Portland to get the what's what, to get the vibes of what's going on with maybe the best minor league team in baseball. Who knows? I don't know. All right, we get a lot to talk about. And we got a few hours to talk about it, but still, we got to keep the ball rolling. We shot out of a cannon, shot out of the T-shirt cannon. The topic that I brought up out of the gate was, what should we make of this Red Sox team? Which I know I've said a million different times, but now it seems sort of more baffling than ever. All right, there's no better person to start things off than Jeff in Watertown. Hey, Jeff, how are you doing?
Hey, McFarland to you there, Brett.
McFarland, my friend.
Yep. I had my McFarland moment this week, Wednesday night, that game. I enjoyed that game more than I've enjoyed a baseball game in years. An hour and 49 minutes, just masterful. And the thing is that the Guardians, they were swinging early, but they weren't swinging. This wasn't where everybody was swinging for the fences and everybody was striking out. I mean, that was a strategy. That's how they play. And it was just a great game. I mean, I literally said McFarland at the end of the game because it was like, I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I want you to know.
So let's document that, Joe. That when the best baseball game. How many years have you been watching baseball, Jeff?
About 60.
All right, the best baseball game that Jeff's ever watched in his 60 years. How does he celebrate it? He yells McFarland. That's what we do. That's
what the best in 60 years.
Well, okay. What is top 10? Sure. Top 10. Point well taken, Jeff. Yeah. Have not mentioned that so far in our brief time starting the show. Is that game? If we're going to reflect on the week, that game was incredible. 1 hour and 49 minutes. And I was talking to Andrew and Jeff. I'm going to let you go in a second. You know, you have the time that you need. But I was talking to Andrew Bailey the next day. And we're talking about how, you know, sort of obviously baseball is trying to prioritize offense. That's what they're trying to do. And I could give you a bunch of different reasons. And Kenley talking about the baseballs, that's in the heads of pitchers. But he made a good point. It's like, okay, well, baseball is so obsessed with getting offense because they think that's what fans want to see. Well, what was wrong with Wednesday night? Nothing. Like, I think people like to see that too, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And especially, like I said, it wasn't just swinging. It wasn't like a bunch of guys swinging for the fences and striking out, and that's boring. But when you're trying, you have to get on base, and you have a strategy, and it's, you know, and the pitcher is just baffling you. It's just fun to watch. And, you know, Beth, we'll go back to your question. I believe in this team as far as the pitching. I mean, and that's what we said coming out of spring training. You know, it's I believe that there's something, you know, I believe in, you know, the you know, the Bailey approach and you know, Breslow. I think that, you know, they thought they have a plan. Again, they might get hurt. Who knows? But right now, I feel like at least if the pitching is good and you can stay around 500 or above, you know, good things can happen down the road. The thing that drives me crazy is we're stuck here because I really feel like this team could really use a vote of confidence from the front office. I really feel like they could really use something where the you know, ownership says, we believe in you and we're going to give you this. But right now you can't give them much. You know, you got to wait for Vaughn Grissom. You got to see what happened to Vaughn Grissom. I mean, like you can't, like you said, you can't go out and make a big move. You know, maybe you could get a defensive shortstop, but I really, you know, I'm hoping that they'll.
Well, who's going to disagree with you about the pitching? Like I said, it's like a gift. You don't get a chance every year to get this level of starting pitching, almost never. So you should take advantage of it at some point. But you know, the pitching is one thing, but the problem is. Is that as good as the pitching is, it like they should be better. They should have a better record because of the defense.
Absolutely.
Because of, you know, because maybe offensively that you had some injury, but mostly because of the defense. So you do not want to spoil us. You do not want to let that go because of exactly what you said.
Absolutely.
Jeff. It's a gift.
And Kansas Kansas City has not given up an unearned run. As of yesterday, they had not given up an unearned run yet. The Red Sox have given up 25. I mean, that's insane. And the other thing is, like, the dumbass base running. Like, I got to believe that's lack of confidence in the, you know, feeling that they have to do too much, or they're trying to get that extra step, or they're trying to get that extra base. And I think that's, you know, I that's something I could come up with, because how else do you get picked off two innings in a row? How else do you get thrown out a third with nobody out, home plate with nobody? I mean, they can't all be crazy.
I think the defense and the base running, like, everyone's like, oh, well, Alex Cora is this and Alex Cora that. Listen, Alex Cora, this isn't on Alex Cora. I'll just say it, and you can disagree with me if you want, but this isn't on Alex Cora.
No.
This is about having this level of players who are well-meaning players, but they are trying to do too much, and when they make a mistake, now that gets in their head even more. This isn't, and I've said this before, David Hamilton makes an error, it's in his head. Like, he's going to pause 2 seconds too long on the next flip to second base. Trevor Story makes an error, oh well. We're going to make the next great play. That's how it works.
So. Yeah, Raffaella did that. He made an error, and then he made a great play.
Yeah, you know
that.
Why?
And it's a fraction.
Because he's a good defensive player.
Yeah. Yeah, and like you're saying about, it's not Cora's fault. These are a fraction of a second decisions on the bases. You know, it's between the player and the game. That's it. They have to make a decision, and I just feel like they're pressing too hard. They think they have to make every big play, and they need to just chill a little bit and trust the team. But that's where I really feel like the front office, some at some point, has to send the message like, we believe in you guys, and here you go.
Yeah, especially if they're the way they are now. Jeff, I appreciate it. Great call. Excellent call. All right, Wally in Fall River, what's going on?
What's up? First thing I want to tell Bradford, the SmackDown ain't the same without The Rock and Roman Reigns. But as far as our Red Sox go, I'm cautiously optimistic. I mean, usually the barometer for a season is May 31st. We have to have better homestands. Can you imagine if we went 7-3 on the last homestand? We'd be in luck. But as far as the double play combination or whatever, that has to improve. There's no doubt about it. You got to leave Raffaella down there for a while. And like everybody said, you can't make trades now, but maybe you can get lucky, call up a GM, and you can squeeze somebody out of somebody. But we're only 11-10. You can't get too giddy over that. I mean, the starting pitching has been a lot better than expected when you consider the injuries. We have basically a left-handed Yankee Stadium lineup. They're not going to hit, you know, it's just all left-handed, it seems. But, you know, is Carl doing this with smoke and mirrors? No, but you can't afford to give up runs. You know, it's going to demoralize the starting staff and the rest of the pitchers. But it's going to be an interesting season. But like I said, you have these teams coming into Fenway Park. They're all very comfortable. The Red Sox don't seem, you know, to play good at home. They're going to have to improve that. We've only had one homestand, but it's going to be a lot better down the road.
Yeah, and Wally, thanks for the call. Wally brings up a point about the homestand that they had. Obviously, 3-7. So science and math would suggest that's not good. One of my takeaways is that there's zero home field advantage right now. There's zero. Zero. And you go to these other parks. Go to Yankee Stadium. I know that people don't want to hear it, but too bad. Go to Yankee Stadium. Go to the chance last night of MVP for Soto. People are on top of you. People are – there's expectations. They've gotten off to a good start. I can tell you, I've walked out of that park a few times in the third or fourth inning, Joe, and there's like a sea of college kids waiting to get in. I don't know what's going on, but I know that, you know – The crowd looks a lot better in the fifth inning than it does in the second inning. I mean, the first and second inning, those are rough crowds. And this isn't supposed to be L.A., and they've already pushed back the starting times. A lot of teams this time of year have the 6:40 starting times, and they should. They should have the 6 o'clock starting times. Absolutely. But there's a paranoia with the Red Sox. There's a reason why they don't do that, Joe, is because – they feel like, oh, you know what? We're not going to get the people coming out of work. The people coming out of work need to get a chance to get to the park. That's going to mean that they have to put the game at 7:10. and that's why they have it at 7:10. Yet, still, I'm telling you, I don't know, and maybe someone can call and tell me what's going on in terms of the, what they're offering. I get the emails. I've never gotten more emails in my life about the tickets, and we knew this was coming. Like, we knew it was coming, but I want to know what's going on. Why are all these kids lined up in the fourth and fifth innings waiting to get in? It's like, it's weird. And so you're getting the 30,000, the crowds are 30,000, that's fine. But my overall point is there is no home field advantage, none. Not like Citizens Bank Park, not like Yankee Stadium, not like a ton of these other big market, big city type of places, which is you're going to rip the opposing the opponent's throat out from them, and we're going to enact whatever we need to enact to have something good happen to our team.
Yeah,
that isn't happening.
Not even that, but you even look back to the Guardian series. Stephen Kwan out in left field was playing the monster better than some of the Red Sox.
Yeah, well, I mean, because he's a good player. He's a good player. Tyler O'Neill is a huge part of this, and I'm like, we'll get into Tyler O'Neill later, but this is another thing. If you were talking about things that have to happen, if we're going to play this game of how they can be good, are they going to be good, can they stay in it, all right, you need Rafael Devers to find his health, find his best frame of mind, find his best version of Rafael Devers. All right, you need Tyler O'Neill not to have any symptoms from this concussion. Concussions are a tricky thing. I know. I mean, I've seen players get derailed by concussions. It's a mild concussion, so hopefully there's no effect of that. That's because he's a really, really important part of this. You need to figure out the bullpen. You need to figure out what you have. You need to get Kenley and Chris Martin healthy. You need to get them in the right frame of mind. I do believe both of those things are going to happen. So you need some things to happen, but, while you're figuring out all of this stuff, Joe, this is a gift. It is a gift. What is it? It's the Red Sox have now thrown 19 consecutive inning starters, 19 consecutive scoreless innings the starters have. Their ERA, combined ERA for the starters is under 2. And it's not like we've one time through the rotation here. We're, what is it? I mean, four? Four times?
I'd say like three or four times.
Three or four times. It's a gift. All right, Neil in the car. What's going on, Neil? How you doing?
Hey, Bradford, it's a great show. And so, you know, is it Chaim Boone's gift, right?
Mm.
He made himself a brand of bringing up and developing young pitchers. We would watch and listen to Red Sox Tampa Bay and we'd say, who's this pitcher? Who's this pitcher? And they were lights out. Hey, you know, maybe he was gone a year early. Love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, Neil, so I understand what you're saying, but here's the problem with that. They didn't get the Tampa Bay stink on this pitching staff. They didn't do it. Yeah, they had the similar mentality of bringing in a lot of guys, but for whatever reason, whether it was Andrew Bailey or whether it was an approach, I don't know. But you even talked to the people who were around the team during the Chaim Bloom era. I mean, I'm talking about people on the team, whether it's coaching staff or players or whatever. There was a very different approach to this than there was in recent years. And I think that that's what they were hoping, certainly when they got Chaim. And now listen, this isn't knocking Chaim. Chaim did a lot of good things. But when we're focusing on the pitching and why this didn't take root until now, because I think they're doing a lot of different things that they weren't doing. And maybe it's the maturation of the Tanner Houck and Cutter Crawford. But they had their opportunity. Tanner Houck, there was the opportunity for him to throw strike one and understand the importance of throwing strike one, the Tampa Bay Rays way of doing things before. Well, I don't know why all of a sudden it's working now, but it is. Whether it's the message, the messenger, whatever it is. So why Chaim Bloom? He gets a lot of credit maybe for getting some guys who are here or doing well. Getting the best out of the guys? It's different.
Yeah, no doubt about it, because this is basically the same group from a year ago. You just have more of a solidified role, at least in that back end with Whitlock.
I mean,
this is, and
I'm not, you know, I can say Tanner Houck, bad back, you know, Cutter Crawford, whatever, finding his way, evolving as a pitcher. You know, Brian Baio, evolving as a pitcher. This is maybe the timing of it all just wasn't right. But I do know this, is that you talk to the people there is a very real difference in approach and strategy and little things like, and this, I don't know how much difference this makes, Joe, but little things like after day games or earlier games, like 4 o'clock games, the starting pitcher, and they would always, you would always do your bullpen. So you, starting pitcher does their bullpen in between starts, one bullpen session. So now they do those after the games. That's never done, ever. I mean, not even in other teams in baseball. But the pitchers really like it, and you know what? It's a results business. Results are good. All right? Speaking of being good, this has been a good show so far. Baseball isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. I'm Rob Bradford. That's Joe Braverman. Be back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So two down. Here's Triolo. Grounds it by the mound. Goes to the second baseman. Valdez flips to first. Ball game over. The Red Sox win the first game of this series 8-1. Boozer getting high-fived in his Major League debut. Did give up a run, but made quick work of the Pirates, as did all the Red Sox pitchers today, the three of them. The win goes to Brian Bello. The Red Sox hit four home runs and roll here tonight, 8-1, Boston.
Oh, my goodness, Joe Castiglione skipping over the Roberto Clemente Bridge last night. That's Joe Castiglione on the call. Red Sox win 8-1. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. I'm Rob Bradford, Joe Braverman behind the glass. We're going to have the Play Tessie guys, Gordo and Sammy, call in, boots in the ground, because we don't just talk about it. We actually send people to the location. The war-torn area of Portland, Maine. Boots in the ground.
Gordo. Not many will take the long venture.
No. We pay them in lobster rolls and smiles. And was it, Dye? You ever been up there, Portland's Hadlock Field?
I have not.
Oh, no. You haven't? Oh, they had these ice cream sandwiches, dog biscuits. Ooh, back before the Waking 180 days. Oh, man, I killed those. I crushed them. But as we said, you know, there's a reason why they're up there, because it is, I think I saw, was it, I forget what, it was MLB Pipeline or MLB.com or had the ranked the best minor league teams, and had obviously the Norfolk Tides, which is the Orioles. Triple-A team, number one. Number two, Portland Sea Dogs, which, of course, lines up perfectly with Marcelo Meyer's plea on the Baseball Isn't Boring Show to have an exhibition game between Portland and Norfolk, even though it was one's Double-A and one's Triple-A. That's okay. So, Joe Castiglione, as we said, he's on the call. He's on the call today. He's on the call with Lou Maloney. I heard Lou do some play-by-play last night.
I know. I was fairly impressed.
What you say, fairly?
Can you just be impressed? I just don't see Lou in that play-by-play format.
Why?
I mean, he just can't.
There's plenty of ex-players that do play-by-play.
He can't paint a picture like Joe can.
Play-by-play isn't that hard.
He can't paint a picture like Joe can, though.
Well, Joe's in the Hall of Fame. Come on. Can't paint a picture like Joe? Everyone does it different. And if we want to get into the John Sterling conversation, that's fine. John Sterling, they're honoring today, I think, for the Yankees game. He's retiring, long time, ever since 1989. He's been the Yankees broadcaster, obviously a broadcaster. Did the Larry Bird 60-point game, which John Tomasi did an excellent story on. He broadcast that against the Atlanta Hawks. So if you want to get into broadcasting, maybe lose the next John Sterling. Maybe, like, it's the circle of life, and we're witnessing and hearing it right before our eyes.
Should have more conversations with Lou then.
Well, okay. I mean, can we get Lou on at some point this show?
I'll give him a buzz. I'll see if he's around.
They have the hookup in the booth. I know that he's running around getting the what's what from the batting cage and everything else, but I do want to get his take. We love reflecting on interviews and happenings. I want to get his take on doing the play-by-play. I knew he did in spring training. That's the first he's done it, though, in season? Is that true? I don't know. But come on. Like, just because he does it different than Joe doesn't mean he can't do it.
I'm not saying it was bad.
You said,
I'm just saying,
what do you
at
say?
Least for me personally, it will take some time to hear Lou do play-by-play.
You do play-by-play.
I do, yes.
Okay. Do you have a home run call?
Not a signature one, no.
You don't. All right. Well, get one. That's why you have to get one. So anyway, so we can talk, if you want to call in about that, about broadcasting the state, because one of the things we had on Sweeney Murdy, who was a longtime FAN guy, was part of the broadcast for the Yankees, and I did talk to him about John Sterling, it's the second time I messed up John Sterling's name, but John Sterling, about how unique he was, and one of the, Joe, you'll appreciate this, this is some good wonky broadcaster talk. And we're going to talk about the Red Sox and baseball and get to the calls and all of that. But some good wonky broadcaster talk. As I said, John Sterling is unique, right? And obviously he has the home run calls. He has the nicknames. He's the entertainer. But he's unique. Joe's unique. I think Will's unique too. I think so many broadcasters are afraid to be unique. And maybe you could give perspective of this, Joe Braverman, because – You have to, when you get your big chance as a broadcaster, it's, all right, this is how it's done. This is how they taught me. I gotta have the right voice inflection. I got to hit all this. I got to hit all the notes. I got to hit all the information. And I get that. I understand that. But I think there's a reluctance by young broadcasters more than ever to be unique. Because if you are too unique, they're going to be, oh, my, like, don't go off script. Don't do it. Do you know what I'm saying, Joe?
I absolutely do. It's sticking to the traditional, you know, don't go crazy, as you're saying. Don't be unique, and don't try and add your own flair to certain
There's a calls. Paranoia to it. And I'm not saying, I don't blame broadcasters for doing it, because this is your chance, and you want to take advantage of your chance, and you don't want to piss off the powers that be. But still, I just look at it as one of the great – I just saw Eck yesterday out in Worcester. We're going to get to my trip to Worcester to see Vaughn Grissom. But I saw Eck, and one of the great things about Eck, we all know this, I'm not telling anybody anything new, is that he was the guy sitting on the couch next to you. What he said was what he thought. That was it. And it upset some people sometimes. Whatever, man. Whatever. But – to be genuine and just say, this is how I feel. I'm filling my head full of information, and this is how I feel. And that's why I like Lou, too. Like, Lou clearly is, like, he loves this. Oh, my goodness. He loves it. He loves going down the field. He loves talking. He loves getting information. And it's not like he's prepared, but it's not like, I got to mention this. No, he talks about it. He just talks about it. Something comes up, he talks about it. That's it. And he gets upset when he needs to get upset. That's what it is. Anyway, 617-779-7937. That was my rant about broadcasting, Joe. So as one of the stars in the biz, Joe Braverman, one of the stars, up-and-coming stars, I hope you took that to heart.
That rant just hit me in my feels.
Okay.
It hit me in my feels, and I will take it to the next broadcast I do.
All right. What's the next broadcast you're doing?
I will be broadcasting with UMass Boston.
All right.
Baseball team this Tuesday, 3 p.m.
How are they doing this
Beacons
year?
Beacons Broadcast.
How are they doing this year?
Third place in the LEC.
Okay.
Conference,
you know what
right
we're going to send them? A bunch of stickers.
I would love that.
All right.
I will be your spokesman on D3 for baseball as a boy.
Hey, listen, it doesn't matter. It can be Little League, it can be D3, it can be Major Leagues. People love the stickers. People love the T-shirts. Baseball isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. Twitter account, Instagram account, all the works. All right. Speaking of the works, as we promised, boots on the ground in Portland, Maine. We say, what is happening? What are people talking about? And people are talking about Marcelo Meyer. They're talking about what's happening up at Hadlock Field. And so what do? We send our sister podcast, the guys who are on this show, almost every single day. They can't do it. They can't be in studio today because they're in Portland, Maine. They're boots on the ground. Sammy and Gordo, but that doesn't mean they can't chime in. They can't check in. They can't give us the what's what. So after this break, we'll get to the calls. We'll also hear from Sammy and Gordo live from Hadlock Field. That game's just kicking off live from Hadlock Field. Sammy and Gordo coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.